Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine, as always, here with my lovely co-host,
Danny Murphy. Hey.
I was pointing to Danny in like a dumbass way and not like looking at him.
Yeah, you gave me like a fist bump type of situation.
Hidden behind the coffee.
Yeah, come on. Water. Oh, yeah. It's the water bottle's fault. Okay. And Casey Balsham.
Hi. Hello, Casey Balsham. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's like 10:30 in the morning. Actually, now it's 11. So we've never recorded this early. So I don't know what's going to happen.
So we replaced wine with just sheer tired coffee. Delirium and coffee that hasn't kicked in yet.
You guys didn't put Bailey's in your coffee? Weird.
Oh, I should.
You guys have some in the office, yeah?
I know, right? Are you guys?
I don't know, but we should.
You're big on boxed wine here. I don't
they
know
are
if that
big
would
on
be.
Boxed wine.
Yeah. We do love a good Franzia.
Yes, shout out.
Have you guys tried the Bailey's Mint version? I always ever.
I respect myself, so I have.
No, that sounds amazing.
Bailey's is so good. Yeah. I go into these kicks where, like, for like a month out of the year, that's all I'll drink, like, on the rocks, like at comedy shows. People are like,
are you serious?
Are you fucking 100? How's your divorce going?
Literally.
You're like, hey, guys, I know you want a comedy, but here's a little cabaret about my ex, Tony.
I smoke Capri cigarettes with my Bailey's on a rock.
I can't believe you can order Bailey's on the rocks without just getting immediately kicked out of the bar.
It's
also, bars have that year round?
Yes. It's like drinking a.
Yeah, it's probably Bailey's from like 5 years ago because no one ever orders it.
It doesn't go bad. It's alcohol. Yeah. It's fine.
Is that true?
It only goes good.
Yeah. Some people even have the cheap version, which is called Carol Ann's. And you know what?
I've never heard of that. Oh my God.
Have you ever bartended?
No.
All right. So you don't know that sometimes they get Carol Ann's and pretend like it's Bailey's.
Carol Ann, I know that woman.
Yeah. Carol Ann. Anyway, every winter, every holiday season, I'm like, I'm going to try the mint one.
Ooh, sounds good. Right? Maybe I'll do it. I'll order it at the bar.
In college, we used to do mint schnapps with hot chocolate.
This could be a funny thing. I don't know if anyone that's listening is dating, but I would love to have a listener or maybe one of me or Sarah on a first date when you're sitting down, you're getting like wine, like food and wine, and then they're like, oh, and what do you want to drink? Oh, can I just have like Carol Ann's on the rocks?
Oh my God.
And I just, so you only have Bailey's? Sorry, I need the cheaper shit.
If someone does that and proves on a first date, I will Venmo for the drink. And that's
to be honest, yeah, like yeah, just send us a picture.
Yeah.
Also send us what their response was. DM us NATC pod.
The Carol Ann challenge.
The Carol Ann challenge.
Honestly, yeah, we'll Venmo you for
that. Also, 100%. Also, if any of you order a Di Sorono, I'll Venmo you for that.
I feel like I see commercials for Di Sorono on the rocks. So I'm like, who's
have you ever had
that?
Oh, we used to. I love I've bought in bottles of Di Sorono to keep in my home.
Isn't it just basically like amaretto?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, this I'm more...
You think amaretto's not as trashy as Bailey's?
Yeah, for some reason. Maybe just because it's vaguely Italian.
Yeah, it gives me like my mom in an Italian restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great after dinner drink.
Oh, actually,
when you're really just like, I want to keep partying, but I don't want to look like an alcoholic ordering another glass of wine.
Everyone's ordering espresso and you're like, I want...
Yeah, because they make it look... Okay, so we're doing the Carol Ann's challenge.
I love that.
And it's 11 a.m. and we're talking about alcohol. It's a great start to our day. We're doing great over
here.
Happy
Thursday.
And then also,
Monday for you, Thursday
if you guys want to drink your Carol Ann out of something nice, we're still doing the contest because we've been loving all the submissions and
you guys are
jumping on it so hard. And it really does. We hope you're enjoying it and we are so excited to pick the winner. And we also hope you guys know how much it does help us out. And we really appreciate all the kind words you guys are sending us. So the rules for that is follow at ShopBetches on Instagram. Follow us, NATC Pod, on Instagram. And then leave
us
a five-star. Follow all of us if you want bonus points. and then leave a five-star review. And then send us a DM or screenshot of the review either to email natc@betches.com or just DM it to us.
Also, shout out, I think he messaged all of us, Food Manchu.
Food Manchu!
This guy from Canada who says his wife got him into us and they listened to us for 4.5 hours on a drive.
God bless you. That was intense. And it was
I don't even like myself that much.
Oh, God. No,
love you and your wife.
It made me
want
to up the game.
Much.
And like, we need to go to Canada now.
And what shout out to Kristen Landucci, my friend from college who reached out. What's up, Bruce?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah. So we have an interesting case tonight that a lot of you guys had messaged us about a while ago, like right when the story first came out on E! News. We got a bunch of E! News, the only source for news.
I mean, honestly, my source for news.
My newspaper.
But we kind of were like, wait, we have to cover the moon landing before we jump into this.
Nobody asked for it. Look, but surprisingly, we got a lot of DMs or a lot of love for the Denver airport.
A lot of you guys were into the freaking conspiracy theories,
which was fun.
People were sending photos and stuff like that of it. Yeah. And it's so weird. And I wish I... Someone sent also a photo. She's like, this wasn't at the Denver airport, but this was fucking weird. Before she was boarding her plane, a woman had a yoga mat out just doing full-on yoga.
Ah, Denver.
What a great place. The way that people act at an airport is truly shocking.
It's insane.
Shockhead.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah, you want to get a... Tell everybody what we're doing.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about the suspicious death of Rebecca Zahau. You guys all messaged us about it. We looked into it. We're like, we got to get on the case. We're going to solve it this time.
We got this.
Yeah.
All right. Per Oxygen, Rebecca also went by Becky.
With the good hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did have great hair.
She's beautiful.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She was born in a small town in then Burma. Now it's Myanmar. She was one of six children. She also spoke six languages. She lived in Germany, Nepal, and the U.S. Like, okay, damn.
Yeah, she's pretty
impressive. She attended the Calvary Chapel Bible College in Austria. So I guess she also lived in Austria. And that's where she met her husband, ex-husband, first husband, Neil Nalepa. I am butchering that name. Apologies in advance. She was working as a certified ophthalmic technician in Arizona until 2010. And she and Neil divorced in 2011. That's a very brief biography of her. it's like when you watch Next and they get off the bus and they're like, eat 75 chicken nuggets. Like, nickname is the ghost. And
love then my
this
mom.
Is this bio of Becky. Sorry.
That is so funny. Like, her hair is like bleach blonde with like a pop collar. Yeah. She got Nexted. Yeah.
Yeah. The most random facts I could find.
So she had this, the marriage to Neil. Lasted just a little bit, and then she entered into a relationship with Jonah Shacknai. Now, Jonah Shacknai was, I mean, he was a millionaire or a billionaire?
Maybe billionaire.
This man was loaded. He is actually the founder of, do I pronounce this, Medicis?
Maybe. I was thinking Medici's, like that's the Italian Roman society or family, whatever.
I'm like, that makes it sound a lot more ominous than it is. The Medici's, I definitely believe then it's murder. But the Medici's, I'm like, maybe these guys are just nerds. So he is the founder of Medici's Pharmaceutical Corporation. So pharmaceutical, we all know.
He was a top dog CEO.
There is so much money in the drugs that they make us take. So this guy was obviously.
This is a conspiracy theory
this
now.
This is a conspiracy theory. We don't need any of the meds. No, some of us, we need meds. But he was a founder of, so bottom line, he was rich. So Becky actually met him at her job, and he was 22 years her senior. So she was looking up at him, and they started dating around 2 years before her death. So
I think she was like late 20s or early 30s when they started dating.
Yeah. She was like a grown up, but not like all the way grown up.
Yeah. But then it's like when you start dating some like nice young 20/30 something and you're like, what, 50? It's like a little bit.
Well, I mean, but that's just.
Once you're Amaretto on the rocks.
But when you're a rich man in your 50s, it's such a cliche.
Whatever you want. I mean, look at that whole Leo time. The Leo DiCaprio timeline where every girlfriend he's ever dated is just 24, no matter how old he is.
It was like him with. I forget the other guy now, but they were like on a
Marone.
Yeah, and it was like him and this other, and she's they're like, "Oh, I love 20. That they're taking their daughters out for a beach trip," and it's like, "No, it's their girlfriends."
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
God. Insane. So good job on you, man.
never change.
Keep disappointing us.
Yeah, lucky for you. So she started dating him about 2 years before her death. Even though she was still legally married to her ex-husband Neil, and that's according to the San Diego Tribune. So she stopped working in order to spend time with him. And again, she could, because I'm sure that he was just like, I have the money. You don't need to be piddling around with a job. This is all speculation, of course, but that's just, if I married a millionaire, if I was dating a millionaire, I'd be like, so I don't do nothing anymore. Right.
Really? Mm-hmm. That would be so boring. I feel like
I could fill some time with online shopping.
Just go to Pilates.
I would blog hard.
I would be so healthy. Yeah. I would have a chef. Yeah. I think that's why
so many people I'd be like, no, I could just be Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, this is fine. I don't need to. Yeah.
Because I have rich friends. They stay busy. They just drive around buying shit they don't need.
Yeah.
It's
they just
so
go
fun.
To SoulCycle 17 times a day.
Yeah. They're part of like beach clubs. clubs. They're like, I'm going to go work Soho at the House. Club. And then, yeah. And then we, you know, drink
that
wine and
bleak.
Eat lunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So, she's up working in order to spend more time with them. So he already had three kids from a previous marriage to a woman. It was Dina, right? That's the mm-hmm. ex-wife's name.
Dina.
And he had two teenagers and then a six-year-old named Max. And I guess apparently the teenage kids just hated Becky, as you do with a stepmom. You're just like, this bitch is coming in here. You're not my real mom.
And she's a lot younger than the mom. It's literally like the plot of Legally Blonde. It's cliche as fuck.
But Max, you know, being six-year-old and just wanting, you know, attention and then people around, she was close with Max. She would read to him, she'd take him to soccer practice, just kind of do like the basic, you know, stepmom duties. But her relationship with Jonah was kind of weird, according to her sister. Like, they weren't very affectionate, her sister Mary said. Like, she was quoted as saying, I couldn't really read them. I mean, they were affectionate. Were they affectionate with each other? No, not really. Not in front of us. If I saw them, I probably wouldn't get that impression. So, you know, but I also feel like that maybe is kind of one of those characteristics of like guys with money. I mean, maybe not. Maybe I don't want to like stereotype guys with money. I don't know many of them because I'm a comic.
Yeah,
because
they're such an oppressed people. We wouldn't want to stereotype them further.
I know. But I feel like it would be something that they'd also be a little cold and hard around the edges and maybe not as like lovey-dovey as you'd want someone because they are just buying affection.
And I know, I wonder too, it's also maybe something that's like in front of the kids. It could be a weird, maybe they're being aware also of like having a new mom in the picture, not being so over.
That makes sense. In front of her sister, you'd think that like they put, you know, like that she would just notice them and be like, oh, they're really in love.
I know.
You know?
But I also feel like, you know, it's one of those things like rose colored, like hindsight 2020, actually, you know, but
yeah, I guess when you look back, when you're like looking back at things, trying to find answers, I'm sure you'd be like, actually, they didn't even touch each other. And you're like, okay.
All right. So, unfortunately with this case, there are two deaths that do happen. And so on Monday, July 11th, 2011, the six-year-old Max, who we were saying was like kind of closer to Becky, he fell over the second-story banister 9 feet and suffered like a ton, like just like brain damage, spinal damage.
Injuries.
And Becky was home at the time. I believe they said she was in the bathroom when the fall happened. And his sister, Zena, who was 13, was also at the house. So 911, they called at 10 a.m., and then he died a few days later of his injuries in the hospital. And an interesting kind of a point that is kind of...
So sad.
Yeah.
So, to give like some background, there was... Basically, Max fell and he had these injuries. He was in the hospital. At one point, it looked like he was going to survive. And they had declared he was in stable condition. Yeah. Right. Then things declined.
Yeah.
That's so, always the worst.
Yeah.
And that was the thing. So when it was on one of the more, and also this was over the course of like a few days. So when one of the declining moments happened, it was allegedly that Zahao called her voicemail and listened to a message from Jonah saying Max was likely going to die. But no one can really find this voicemail. I know they were saying that they didn't want to completely, when police down the line were investigating this, they didn't want to completely jump into phones because they didn't know if it would like encrypt or mess things up, but then when they went, it looked like the voicemail was deleted anyway. Yikes.
Right, so the family doesn't really believe that this voicemail existed in the first place.
Why are they trying to argue that voicemail though? Like, are they just trying to
because they're kind of arguing that she listened to this voicemail, she found out Max was probably going to die, and then it pushed her to suicide because
then she couldn't live with the guilt.
But
because this happened 12:50 a.m. on July 13th. On July 13th at 6:45 a.m., Adam Shacknai, who was Jonah's brother, finds Rebecca naked, her hands bound behind her back and her feet bound out on the balcony, I believe. And so he cut her down. He performed CPR. And the reason he found her was because he was staying in the guest house at the time. Jonah had this like giant mansion that had some like silly name. I forgot what it was.
Oh, it was because it was one of the wealthiest mansions.
In Coronado, Island, which is a
in
very
California.
My sister works at the hospital over there. It's a very, very wealthy.
I know
area
it's not.
Diego.
It's like Spiacock, like Slipknot.
Ooh, Spiacock.
It's called. Oh,
I
my
like
God.
Spiacock.
Let me see how much I butchered.
Put that in the vocabulary, Spiacock. Danny, wait. Along with Comblubble. What was your other fucking
word?
The Spreckles Mansion. What
the
is that?
Spreckles Mansion.
Oh, I remember when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is like a Hugh Hefner status. Like, what is Spreckles?
A Spreckles Mansion feels like somebody throws glitter at your face when you walk through.
Bro, they throw something at your face in the Spreckles Mansion.
Yeah, it is the opposite of glitter, though.
Unfortunately, a lot darker mansion. Things happened. Yeah. So Becky is found in this just very strange.
Yeah.
just manner. Like, it's strange. It's graphic. I don't know.
Yeah. Because seemingly she was naked for no reason.
Right.
That's what, yeah. I didn't understand how a lot of that situation happened.
Right. Becky's sister Mary claimed that they spoke on midnight the morning of/night before, and she seemed fine.
Yeah, they were texting a lot, and then,
Right, and a neighbor told the local news that they had heard loud music, but the police never confirmed a party.
I always feel news like that, like with neighbors. It's like, I sometimes think everybody's just trying to be like part of it, you know, in a sick way. Like when you go to the, there was music. Yeah, probably. And you're like, was there, or was there nothing?
Yeah.
You know, like, I always think that sometimes these little side things, when you're like looking back, trying to find something and be part of it, you're like, did I hear this? Was there a scream? Like, I always feel like the neighbor that heard a scream at 4 a.m. It's like
the entire Madeline McCann case.
4 a.m. in your
life. I feel like I would text someone, and that's the only reason I'd remember.
That's true.
Yeah,
like I gotta keep the receipts. Yeah, put it on my Insta story.
No, because I love to complain, so I would be texting someone. Ugh,
exactly. Like, oh my God, I'm awake. Are you?
Or I would literally put it on my Insta story.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys about that? I forget because it happened when we kind of had started about me and Robbie got woken up in the middle of the night by like a blood curdling scream.
What
on
did
our
you
block.
Do?
We both woke up and we were like, that doesn't sound like a drunk girl. That sounds like somebody running away. We called, we live on the same block as like the cops. We like called the operator. We called the cops the next day and we're like, listen, just as a duty, like we.
The next day.
It was 3 a.m. Or maybe,
No,
actually we called them that night. No, okay, it was good. It was in the morning.
I would be pissed if I was getting murdered and someone called the next
day.
Like,
that's on my to-do list. No. Avocado toast, cold brew, call the cops.
I forget because it was literally in the middle of the night. No, I think Robbie did. I think we did call right then and just be like, we don't know, but we just heard someone screaming. But you know, cops being cops are like, did you hear anybody else? Was she screaming like, I'm getting murdered? You know, like, no, but we're like.
I know, is that like, I gotta declare what's happening if I'm getting murdered now for the cops to give a shit.
Truly,
also
thinking,
like,
truly.
Cops, that's your job.
But also like that, even that theory is bunk because, you know, they always say women, if you're getting raped, yell fire because nobody will help you if you're getting raped.
Yeah.
What?
So yeah.
People say that?
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. But if you yelled fire, people would run away.
No, but it's a thing people would actually,
I think it's also because when you hear
fire, people are like, unfortunately, like, a fire that could spread to my house. I want to call and check out something.
Oh, you mean if you want people to like call the police or whatever, you yell fire?
And, that's like a whole thing.
Or you just say like, BOGO at Payless. Everyone will run out and help you. You know what I mean? Like, people are so fucking selfish in this country.
Payless.
Payless, BOGO. But so, So we did hear that scream and they were just kind of were like, okay, thanks. But I don't know. But like, it was like, it was very scary.
It's scary.
Because it was full on. Because we hear drunk people, like our walls are paper thin. So I hear drunk people coming because we live right by the subway as well all the time and across the street from a bar. But this was like fucking blood curdling. So I hope she's okay.
Next week on Not Another True Crime Podcast.
What happened to my neighbor?
We're going.
I think I heard music.
We're going investigation mode.
Yeah, Long Island City.
So then, because of how she was found on September 2nd, 2011, her death was officially ruled a suicide.
That's like 2 months later.
Yeah,
that's a while.
It's a while. It's a chunk of
In Law and Order, the ME always knows like right away. So,
Rollins is on the goddamn case.
The more we research this shit, the more I feel like people really drag their feet and really cop. Like, people don't take any of this as like emergencies. Yeah. It's like people. I know that this is happening every day, but I honestly feel like I'm like, these are people's family. Like, give them a little info before. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I know it was some. I feel like sometimes it's so then people were always kind of what Sarah was mentioning. They claimed it was guilt over Max's death that was her trigger. And there was even this like reenactment video where it was with like,
which is like how they kind of proved it was a suicide and not anything else. But they also did this reenactment. Like, again, like you see on Law and Order where they take like The Sims and they
it's kind of like, this isn't Titanic. We don't need a movie version like of this. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't proving anything.
Well, because like, they wanted to like kind of prove how it could happen. So they made this video that theorized.
Well, again, because it was very suspicious. Because
it was,
that her
feet were tied together and then put the noose around her neck, bound her hands, and then threw herself over the balcony.
Hopped to the balcony.
Right. That's what I don't get. I'm like, if your feet are tied together and you have a noose around your neck, and your hands are bound. Like,
and
you're,
she was
why
tied
would you
to the bed? That was the like the thing. And she also didn't tie herself to the balcony. She tied herself to the bed.
It right.
Seems
it's like
so
how
many steps that
gosh.
Are happening. Yeah. But then also,
It's a lot of things that you need your hands for.
Yeah.
I don't get
That's
it.
That's where I go. Wait.
What?
And then also on top, there was no drugs or alcohol in her system, and no obvious evidence of a struggle. The medical examiner said that she was alive when she went over the balcony, and her fingerprints were found on the knife used to cut the rope that she used to, or that was
which is what
around her.
Adam cut her down with, right? Adam cut her down.
Yeah, but maybe a different knife. Who knows?
Yeah, her knife.
But he used a knife as well, is what I'm trying to. Right.
Well, we can surmise that. Okay. I don't know for a fact what he used.
And then her fingerprints were also found on the door to the balcony, which isn't that shocking because it's like a door.
She lives right. There. If well, yeah.
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 And there was a mess. This was kind of an interesting twist.
So weird.
I didn't like this part.
I know. Nope. There was a message written in black paint.
Who's got paint?
I know. How to do.
Why are yeah?
Well, because she was a painter. Like she liked to do painting. Because so she didn't have a job, so she had.
So she had. That's what you do. See, you if you paint. Don't work, you take up painting.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You make bracelets. You start designing.
Yeah. You
jewelry,
have like an Etsy
obviously.
Store that nobody fucking wants.
Yeah.
You buy into an MLM.
Jewelry at one point.
So in the report, it stated the message read, "She saved him. Can you save her?" Which is some red rum shit.
Seriously, that is like some creepy ass like serial killer Red John from The Mentalist shit.
Yeah.
Did anybody watch The Mentalist? I loved that show.
No, but
I've watched a few episodes.
I loved it.
But
okay.
He's the bad guy in, Devil Wears Prada.
Simon
yes.
Baker.
Yeah. So the investigators couldn't definitively prove she wrote it because there was no other sample of her handwriting on the door. But I know a lot of people said that the kids were even like, that's not her handwriting too, because she would always sign her paintings.
Hmm.
So that was an interesting fact.
Yeah. Also if you're gonna write a suicide note, why would you write about it? Why would you write it in the third person?
That's what I was just thinking.
People said like, well, she's not a native English speaker. Like maybe
she spoke seven languages though.
I know. It's like also she was in the U.S. for at least 10 years.
Yeah. Also, that's another thing about this guy. Like, yeah, she was not. She wasn't born in U.S. She probably spoke better English than all of us.
Probably,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah you're
she
right.
Very,
we
very smart.
We talk in like sup and memes, and she was fucking writing full sentences.
Yeah, so, we're like. Like, it just be like that sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah. We literally say, it me.
Yeah,
it me. Oh,
okay.
My God, yeah.
Me
yeah.
af.
It me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So here's where it gets weird because like Becky's family did not want to, they just like did not believe that this was a suicide because like, I mean, yeah, I know that like every family doesn't want to believe that their loved one is capable of committing suicide, but this is just so weird and suspicious. So they kind of hired their own people to look into it.
Cause that's the thing. Cause like for them, nothing is really adding up. And even for, I'm sure you all listening right now, you're like, this doesn't seem like what someone would do to commit suicide in a sense, or just like there's a lot of confusing twists and turns for it.
And I know I'm not an expert, but it just seems like I know women tend to commit suicide in very like, you know, quiet, not messy ways that like don't draw a lot of attention or like have a lot of cleanup. That's just like a fact. So it just seems weird that like this would be the way. Do you know what I mean?
Again, and just the why. I just, the part that I really, really struggle with is the naked part.
Yeah. The naked
it's
part.
It's just like, I'm trying to think of if it was a suicide, like in your mind, you're like, I'm going to tie and go naked. The naked part is what really leads me to believe that somebody
it's
else.
Humiliating.
It's humiliating. Yeah.
It's humiliation. And it's some kind of also like, you know, psychosexual kind of tying up a woman and naked. It just, the naked part really is where everything, all the red flags fire in my head.
Yeah. I read, this was probably on Reddit, so take it with like a lot of salt, but I had read that like
salt, lime in a shot.
Yeah. I read that she maybe had some body image issues. I mean, what woman doesn't? So just to like purposely get naked, it just seems, it didn't add up to this random Reddit.
To be found, because like she knew she would be like, if she was committing suicide, she knew she would be found. Yeah.
Right.
So the pathologist hired by Zahau's family lawyer found 4 hemorrhages on the top of her head that did indicate like a blunt force trauma,
which wasn't initially
that
caught.
Would have happened before like the strangulation or
because if she's hanging, her head's not hitting anything.
And,
you know,
yeah. Like, and if she's dead, she's not bleeding. She can't
exactly
hemorrhage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tricky, tricky.
Thank
Sarah,
you,
all
thank
your,
you.
All your,
that is some.
I watched Exhibit
CSI
A
stuff.
One time on Netflix.
She's a cop.
She is a cop.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it was also noted that maybe tape residue on the mid-left shin and lower right leg and a piece of a shirt wrapped around the rope was stuck in her mouth. Because that was interesting. Like,
she had a shirt in her mouth.
She had a shirt in her mouth.
She was gagged too, yeah.
Gagged. Like,
it's all so...
And also
again,
gagging with your hands bound.
Oh, yeah. Also, how? What came first?
Also, like, have you...
The chicken or the egg?
Yeah, also, when you're gagging, like, you really can't... Like, I'm not... Like, my body's doing involuntary things. I wouldn't have, I think, the wherewithal. Even when I brush my teeth, sometimes I'm like, I can't even fucking move. So yeah. It's like, I wouldn't have the wherewithal. Like, if I'm gagging myself and I'm bound to also then throw, it just seems like there's so many things going on.
And I know it's kind of graphic, but, like, when I was reading how she was found, I was like, she kind of felt like a pig being put up, like, to be cooked and slaughtered. I'm like, that's not something someone... I mean, I'm not sure, but like, that's a lot of humiliation and weird force steps for someone to do on their own.
It's a lot.
It's hard. It's just hard for me to imagine that someone would do that to themselves.
And Max's mother, Dina, which is, and it's spelled like the Fifth Harmony, Dina, not Dina Lohan. I just need everyone to know
that. So Dina,
I thought Dina
wife.
Lohan is D-I-N-A.
It is, but this isn't this with an A? Isn't it like Dina? Like with
this
the
looks
Fifth
like
Harmony?
Dinah.
But, oh, I don't know. I spelled it both ways. I think that's just...
She goes both ways.
D-I-N-A-H looks like Dinah to me.
It does.
But it is Dina because that's Fifth Harmony, I believe. We'll get into that.
And we'll bring everything back to Fifth Harmony.
On the Patreon.
But so wait, the ex-wife is Dina and the mom is Dina.
Well, because...
The ex-wife is the mom.
Oh, Max's mother. Sorry. I got very confused. Apologies.
Max's mother, Dina, also hired...
Adam's mother.
Oh, no, yeah. So because she was hiring an independent investigator to look into Max's death.
There we go. Yeah.
So she thinks it's because she thought that his death was a homicide. And she didn't like the house family and people in the media were putting forth the homicide narrative.
This is Jonah. He didn't like that.
Because he didn't like this. So he wrote to then Attorney General Kamala Harris.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, we go political here. To ask them to review the findings.
To be honest, we should have a crossover episode with the Betches Sup podcast about Kamala Harris's like involvement in this case, which was very minimal. We'll get to that in a second.
But I mean, like, she got a lot.
I know.
But yeah, so they declined to review.
Yeah, they
so
were like, no. That would be the whole episode. It'd be like, guys, let's talk about Kamala Harris. And then it would be like, she didn't review.
Thank you so much. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Betches underscore sup.
Yeah. From a vowel. Because Kamala, she's busy. She's busy planning for this election.
Back in 2011.
She was ready.
She ready. So the family had the body exhumed and looked at again. And this... Guys, she...
Their new guy.
Yeah, that said she died by hanging, but the noose could have been placed by someone else.
Yeah, no
so,
shit.
So she didn't die from the hemorrhages?
Yeah.
I guess what this new guy says.
So the noose was the... Well, also because it's like, what came first? Like, the noose would obviously be the more factor than the hemorrhages.
Wait, I'm kind of still also tripped up on a little bit about how Max's mom thought that they killed Max. Like, it's like, that's... There's...
Or she thinks somebody did.
Yeah, well, I feel like that's also... I mean...
Because it's weird. If you're a kid, you've been living in this house. Are you really going to fall over a balcony? Yeah. The same balcony?
And not balcony. It's a banister.
I feel like it's one of those hard things, too, where it's like a...
The kid fell off the banister. The stair banister.
Oh, yeah. I thought he fell off
the
balcony.
I thought it was like a... They didn't say, but I thought it was like he was like sliding down or something like that.
Yeah, and also, then... kids are fucking dumb.
Okay, you're right. Kids are stupid.
And also, it's a hard thing, too, where it's like this...
I've lived in for 3 years.
It's this huge mansion situation. This new stepmom who's not really used to having kids. She was in the bathroom. It's like, who's watching this kid?
Also, truly, when you have a big house like that, like, it's hard. Even though he was six, which you think like can take care of. I could see that, but yeah, that's a weird. That's.
But I feel.
It just seems like everybody's pointing a finger at every single point.
I do understand where she's coming from, because if you're a mom who lost being with her son all the time,
answers.
And then lost their son fully, you would be confused as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's mad weird.
It is totally weird.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Oh god.
it's mad weird.
It's mad weird, dude.
Is that better than it'd be like?
It'd be like,
Casey's gonna call tomorrow.
We are losing our minds. So a couple things have been happening since the death. And first off, Rebecca's family has sued to have the case reopened in 2013, because they were like, absolutely not a suicide. get your heads out of your asses. Like, let's figure this out. She
yes, that was what they put in the legal documents. Yeah, yeah.
It was, I mean, they had to change it because different languages.
Kamala
and stuff
Harris,
like that,
get your head
like,
out your asses.
They were like, please get your.
She did not. Don't
kindly take your own head out of your own asshole. But so they filed a wrongful death suit in 2013, naming Adam Shacknai, Dina Shacknai, or Dinah Shacknai, and her twin sister Nina Romero. So maybe it's Dina and Nina.
Mm. Oh God, like that's the worst. But
I'll watch that on TLC though.
Dina and Nina.
Oh my God.
Dina and Nina. We will redo your house.
That yep. So. Or they sound like twin hairdressers.
They Ooh. Do. Dina and Nina. Our nails are long. Okay. we love leopard. So I don't know why they're from New Jersey. This is
no,
clearly
they are.
A case in
without
San Diego.
A doubt. Oh, yeah.
This is a fact.
So a wrongful death suit was filed in 2013, naming all three of them. And the case actually went to trial in 2018. The timeline of all this stuff is so crazy. This should happen, in 2011?
Guys, our justice system moves slow as fuck. I need
it's
you all
so
to understand
slow.
That.
Hot take, the justice system isn't that on top of our
game.
It's
not super efficient.
Could you imagine, though, you're a mom and you're a sister and you're waiting to be like, I swear to God, like somebody murdered. And then these people, because obviously... I mean, what if they did and then they still have just been living free for 7 years? That shit just makes me crazy. But obviously, it's broken and we can't fix it. So moving along.
Vote.
Rock the vote, guys.
Don't rock the vote, baby.
Rock the vote. So the case went to trial in 2018 with Adam as the sole defendant.
Yeah, this is kind of weird because at first they like cast this kind of wide net and then eventually by the time it went to trial they were like, now we're just gonna focus on the one guy.
Yeah. And then her husband though, he really hasn't shown up a bit in this. I think he
Who,
came to
Jonah?
Like yeah he like defended mm-hmm. his brother at one point, right? But he kind of didn't really.
I think it was a weird situation too because I know the stock for his company was like would dip every time this was in the news. So I feel like maybe it was like, unfortunately,
he
like,
just had to be quiet.
He was just like, and like his company was probably like step away from this. Yeah.
They alleged that he attacked and killed Becky and then staged it to look like a suicide. Dina recalled her ex-husband saying that Becky gave Max CPR, quote unquote, saving his life because his condition, again, was initially reported as stable. And so that kind of throws the whole.
Yeah, that
she was trying like.
Well, it just kind of maybe puts the note into perspective, but like maybe
totally.
Not.
So many weird, dark, weird holes. But after deliberating for less than a day.
Danny and I are 12 years old.
Oh, like, God. I didn't even see.
I'm like, order a Carol Ann and you can see a dark weird hole.
You guys. Have a little respect. After deliberating for less than a day, the jury found Adam responsible and awarded her family $5 million in damages. And
they voted 9-3.
Yeah.
I've never been on a civil jury, but I don't know. To me, I'm like, wow, it only took them less than a day.
That's what I don't
to find him responsible.
I mean,
but they don't have to make a majority or they don't have to be unanimous.
But
what I mean.
I think there was it seems like there probably was enough of this. They gathered enough stuff because again, her family like hasn't stopped fighting. Like they were like, give us every fucking detail about what happened. Shacknai, of course, wants to appeal it. The county sheriff, Bill Gore. Of course, not wanting to say that maybe anything was wrong with his ruling. The San Diego guy still stands by suicide. So in February, actually, the family settled for $600,000. So they ended up getting their $5 million. And the suit was dismissed with prejudice, which means that it cannot be reopened.
I feel like they just knew that Adam had the money and the resources to appeal.
Yeah.
And they were just like, let's just settle while we're ahead, you know.
But I saw this thing, too, that Adam's essentially his defense team is like tired of throwing money. Like he's tired of throwing money at his defense. Like,
well, exactly. That's why they were just settled. Like, let's just give you $600,000.
Their family's beyond loaded. Yeah.
So this also, of course, then vacates the $5 million judgment. And Adam is now not legally responsible officially.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I know.
It's weird. I mean, there's a lot of theories about what happened, aside from suicide, obviously. Theory one, per Oxygen, is basically like Adam tried to assault her. Then he bashed her head in when she ran away, then like staged this elaborate suicide. Some weird things that I found was that someone was apparently looking at Asian bondage porn the night that she died and searching terms like sexy, Asian, and rape, which I hate so much. And also somebody in the house was reportedly looking at pictures of like bound Asian women. So that's a yikes.
That
I don't know.
Came from the computer. It's coming from inside the house, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
coming from the computer. It's which weird Adam to me,
like,
in.
Why? It's just so weird to me to, like, stage. This is just a weird suicide to stage. Because, like, as much as I'm like, this is a weird suicide to commit, it's also, like, if you're going to stage a suicide, why would you make it, like, the most so suspicious suicide
do
ever?
Do, like, a 7-in-1 situation. Yeah.
Poison.
Yeah.
Why would you, like, basically.
So many better options. Poison. Put something,
or
do
just,
something.
Like, I don't know. This is so morbid, but like just the news without the hands, without the feet, without all this extra stuff.
Well, because that's when it got. Because that's why I feel like I have so many questions about it. Because I'm like, I can't. I feel like this is an impossible one to not stop theorizing about. Because I'm like, what? Why would she do that to herself for this?
And yeah, but then also, if someone was going to stage a suicide, why would they make it look like the most suspect suicide ever? Like it just, you would draw attention to. I don't know. It's so weird.
There's
it's like,
too many things that kind of point. Towards
and it's a mind fuck
somebody especially I mean just that enough for it's that's enough for me to be like this is a guy that kind of had a creepy weird fantasy, maybe he was jealous in some way of his brother's wife, maybe he liked her or something like that and just decided that this is the way.
But then why paint that note? And that just, again, to me is like, haha, look what I did. I committed a murder. It's just so weird.
But maybe she did that. Like, maybe she was attacked. She got hit in the head. She did that. I just, it's like she was hit in the head, got her paints while he was gathering his ropes and things.
Yeah.
No.
I don't
know. Also, no one's doing that.
I feel like that note comes from a place that's like where there's like some, I don't know, like anger about her not being able to completely to be like, oh, she saved him. Can you save her, like
it
type
sounds,
of thing?
It sounds so serial killer-y. So that's it kind it's of feeds into the other theory.
You think the mom painted it?
Well, that is the other theory. Is that the ex-wife killed her? Like she was upset about the son, and also probably the fact that her ex-husband was dating like a younger, like woman. It's just a cliche. I'd be pissed too.
It's a total cliche.
But
again, this is like so much effort to go through.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to
when you could it like if you're gonna murder some. Like, I mean, I guess I mean, I guess we don't know what goes through anybody's head, but if you're gonna murder someone or fake a suit, like there's so many smaller, lack of a better word, easier ways to do this.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it is, and also it was one of those insane things too, like how this happened a chunk of time ago, and now it's just kind of like it was just making headways like last year too.
So and even as her family, is still fighting for it because even August of this year, they are still offering, her family's offering $100,000 to anybody that has any information of anything that happened in the mansion. So they're still kind of like, I know we got the ruling or whatever, but we still want answers.
Yeah there's Which, just so obviously. Much, there's so much weird stuff. Like apparently the knots that were used to bind her. So I read conflicting info. I read somewhere that they were just regular knots that anybody could tie. According to Oxygen, someone had testified that they are nautical knots, like during the civil trial, which also pointed to the fact that like Adam was a tugboat captain at his
they had, like,
job, which is alarming.
There we go. Yeah, they had like this long, like the captain of something like Long Beach come and like show these.
Yeah.
Those aren't knots you learn in Girl Scouts. Like those are some hard.
Exactly. Yeah. Apparently under cross-examination, this expert also said that like any person could learn to tie them. They're not like super duper complex.
But
I don't know.
But I feel like it's all those things where it's like a lot of details have come up in the investigation. People are like, well, you know what I mean? Where it's like people are looking up brutal porn. People are tying knots like that where everyone's just kind of like, okay, type of thing. It's.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. There's like honestly so much stuff out there. And I was having this debate in like the group chat with my friends where another thing that. One of my friends like doesn't think that it was a murder, and she points to there's like just a lack of DNA evidence. Like you would think that if they combed the house, they would have found other people's DNA except for hers, like on this knife and on the balcony and whatnot.
I don't know. The more we do this stuff, the more I think that police miss a lot of things and actually don't know how to treat a crime scene.
And I don't know.
Maybe.
Like we've seen so many things where they've been like, oh, even just when we did, you know, the Watcher about how, oh, there was other letters and things like that. Like I could very much see the cops not testing for everything. Not like you see the cops go in and they go, oh, suicide. So they're not even looking at the murder stuff until somebody does something. And then by that time, it's already fucking 5 years later. And they're like, oh, I guess we should see if Adam's shit's everywhere. It's like,
yeah. And also, I think it's always one of those things, too, when it's like when money's involved, when it's like you have someone who's like billionaire and they're the ones who like it's the brother who reported, oh, I found her murdered. When did he how much time before he was called and she died were they able to clean the house and stuff like that, because they're able
true.
To
who knows they're yeah because they're living in this mansion in the middle. It's not like
I mean you, and like people are people, like how you're like what Jeffrey you know what I mean there's all these yeah, people Jeffrey that have the ability to just throw money at things to make literally fingerprints disappear.
And it sounds like clearly it's not like they have extra people in the house. Like, is it that the day that Max fell over the banister, it was just the sister Max yeah. and Rebecca. So there's not like a housekeeper. There wasn't like a nanny.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, if Max is somewhere and the teenagers are somewhere and it's just Adam and Becky, like,
well,
who
he's staying
knows?
In the guest house. So I don't know. Maybe he wasn't like
he
super
knows where
in the
real house is.
Yeah, so, yeah but
he's been in there.
Yeah. Yeah. But what point are you trying to make? I'm saying he like maybe wasn't hanging out in the house with all of them at the time.
No, I'm saying like if he. I'm doing the point of like nobody was there. They could have had all this extra time to clean and do all that stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you're
because
saying.
There's not no, extra eyes and hands and there's not like a bunch of staff working. So he very much could have come over and cleaned and did shit like that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Do you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. yeah, if nobody was there for Max, then that means, I mean, nobody else was there. That means that he very well could have done all this other shit to make it.
Hey, not another true crime podcast listeners. We have a podcast to tell you about from Wondery that we know you're going to love. It's called Over My Dead Body, and the second season, Joe Exotic, is out now.
Joe Exotic is a man who loves animals, so much so that he started a roadside zoo filled with big cats, baboons, and gators on an empty patch of land in the middle of Oklahoma. Very relatable guy. As you can tell by the name, Joe Exotic is not your average show. He's a gun-toting, liger-breeding, gay, polyamorous, eccentric, local celebrity who even handed out condoms with his face printed on them. Wow.
Obsessed.
Yeah, an icon.
But if you think this is starting to sound crazy, we're not even into the full story yet.
Holy shit.
From Wondery, season 2 of Over My Dead Body tells a story not only about a wild zoo owner, but about rage and murderous revenge. Over the course of a decade, Joe fought relentlessly with his biggest rival, animal rights activist Carol Baskin, as the two tried to bring each other down.
Oh, that sounds intriguing. I listened to season 1 of Over My Dead Body. It was cool. It told the story of like this Jewish lawyer couple, mm-hmm. Wendy and Dan. And Dan ended up murdered, and it was like a whole possible conspiracy. I don't want to spoil it, but like, go listen to it. Pretty much every true crime podcast that Wondery does is really good. So good. I'm sure Over My Dead Body season 2 is going to be no exception.
So stay tuned until the end of this episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast to hear a short preview of Over My Dead Body.
And while you're listening, go subscribe to Over My Dead Body on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. There's also a link in the episode notes that's going to take you over there too. I don't know. What do you guys think?
He killed her.
Yeah.
I think you think Adam killed her?
But I don't know the motive.
I feel like...
Besides being a super creep.
Like a sexual assault gone wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was that. And then because it's this new young wife that she was like very gorgeous, very nice. And he probably was just like...
I don't think she was his wife. I think she was just his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, new girlfriend. Yeah. That was like very beautiful that... And like Adam's probably like, oh, she's so pretty. We're alone. They get everything handed to them. These like rich people. You know, why not?
Yeah. Sarah, here she comes. She's going to say the mom did it.
No, I don't think the mom did it. That's crazy.
No, you don't think so?
I don't think the mom did it. Like, that's kind of wild. I guess part of me is like, a serial killer did it. And then part of me is just like, yeah.
Do you think it's smiley face?
Yeah, totally. No, I don't think it's a smiley face killer. It's not their MO. I don't know. I watched
the goddamn smiley face killers.
Look,
she's smiling with a smiley face.
Wow, I hate that. No, I don't think the mom did it. That's like kind of wild. And also, I don't know if this is sexist of me to say, but I'm like I don't think a woman would be able to move like another woman's body like by herself unless she had help or was jacked. And I don't know that this woman was jacked.
Yeah,
necessarily.
They didn't. There's no reports that she was a bodybuilder.
We did not read that anywhere.
And
so
also,
that can't
did
be
not
true.
Read
she
that
could
anywhere.
Not have done it.
I feel like also she. If she would have been the murderer, she would have waited until her biological son was actually like
dead
alive. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
Because like she was probably, I feel like in this time frame, I'm assuming she would just be consumed with monitoring and tracking how her son was progressing.
And also she was, I'm pretty sure they found tapes of her at the hospital at the time that Rebecca died. So
that's like a mom's not going to leave her.
No,
yeah,
dying son. She's not gonna leave her dying son to
commit
a murder.
I think that's like a dumb theory.
In such a weird,
because
it also seems like
she's not going to Home Depot. Yeah.
Well, it also seems like that's not like a random like you had to go buy the rope. You had to go, you know, I mean, like, it's not like something that just kind of we accidentally, like, that's a planned thing. Yeah, she wouldn't like leave the hospital and then
I didn't find anything about the rope. I don't know if it was like already in the house. I mean, who keeps rope at home? But like, I don't
I still think you planning, like, it's not just kind of like a tie to get, you know, like, you. Binding all this stuff feels like it
there's a lot of steps involved.
There's a lot of planning at the house type of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not like a last minute.
And what do you feel?
It's just not like a last minute thing. Yeah. Like she wouldn't have come and just been like willy nilly, been like, I guess I'll just tie up all her limbs.
Yeah.
Should we shove a shirt in her mouth? Let's do that. It just seems like it seems planned. But I'm so I don't think it's suicide.
No. I don't think so either. I hope the family gets some answers.
I know. Find some peace.
I mean, the sad part is they probably won't. I mean, it doesn't seem like Andy is ever. So he didn't. Did he go to jail?
Adam.
Sorry. Sorry, Andy's out there for everyone.
Andy's
soiling the good Andy name.
But like, did they just get money, or is he in jail?
No, I don't think he's in jail. Because he was initially found responsible. Maybe he was. So in jail in the time it took them to reach the settlement. It's a civil suit. There was no criminal charges brought because the death is officially ruled a suicide.
So it's like who is like responsible for the suicide? Not like
So they charged him. They got him in like civil court. So you're not going to go to jail for a civil crime. That's the whole. Yeah. So who knows? Unless they decide to change that, like the ruling of the death.
Yeah.
Then I don't know like really what else can happen.
Yeah. And especially because they can't bring him back to trial.
Right. They can't bring another civil suit against him. So I don't know. That sucks.
Oh, that sucks.
What a weird case.
What a weird case.
I feel like it like keeps this one. I feel like definitely keeps me up at night. We haven't done a lot this season that's like haunted me, but this one is just so weird that I can't like decide one way or the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely leaning more towards murder. This is just really weird.
Well, because it's also a hard one, too. I mean, a lot of them never have closed, like, doors and everything, like, wrapped up. But this one really is just, like, ugh. And also is awful, too, because you get so consumed with Becky's death. You're like, ugh. And then you just, like, kind of hits you and you remember, oh, yeah, this poor six-year-old also is dead, even though it wasn't from a murder. But it's just awful.
He was so cute.
So that is probably, maybe that's also probably a reason why, you know, Jonah is a little silent as well because it's like
there's no winning here because he loses his son. No one's accusing him of any involvement at this point. So it's like your girlfriend dies. Either she committed suicide on your property or your brother killed your girlfriend and did this weird staging. So it's like
he's not.
I could get why you would try to stay out of it as much as you could.
I think because you still have a business. You still have a lot of.
I mean, there's no like also just from a PR standpoint, there's no good positioning here.
Olivia Pope can't help you.
Let's call her just to make sure. All right, well, we're like, I don't know, we've been doing a lot of episodes. We're just going to keep going throughout the year. We're not going to do seasons anymore.
Ow, ow.
You're not going to get tired of us, we hope.
Here. I'm never going to sleep again because we're just going to be researching crime every fucking week. Yeah. What crimes do you guys want to do?
Yes, yeah, because I know.
You mean talking to us? Danny personally? Let's give people a preview.
Well, actually, because you know what I love?
You guys want Casey Anthony real bad.
Yeah, we'll definitely be coming, but that's probably going to be a two-parter. Yeah. Because that bitch is nuts.
And we're going to have to. I need to watch. They showed me part of the A&E documentary was on a plane. I was like, I know. But then they only had like one part of it. I was like, you're leaving me hanging. So I got to watch.
How dare they?
I got to watch a lot of that, obviously. I got to go back and read some of our girl Nancy Grace's stuff.
I know. I kind of also want to do Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson, because
Lacey and Scott, that's
look, I think he did it, but I would be interested to like go more into it
in the
things that we didn't like learn in the media when it was coming out.
Watch, because we actually got, when we put up that slide about that, there was a lot of people that watched the Hulu thing.
Oh yeah, even though I called the name wrong, whatever.
Where is this? We're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, there's a new one. I was like, thanks guys, you give me way too much credit.
We produced it on Hulu. I mean, it just came to Hulu, but there was a lot of people that wrote us about that one to say after watching it, I don't know, because I think this was pretty clear cut. Scott, and then a lot of people were like, I don't know, watch it. I'm only like an episode.
I know.
And a half
I want to get through.
So
it.
Yeah, we got to do it.
And the Fred West family murders.
What's that?
It's one of our listeners sent it into us.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, it was a English serial killer who committed at least 12 murders, and like also did it like with his wife.
Oh shit, that's good.
Right. Fred West. Well, there's also a lot of people, I think we've mentioned this, want us to do Paul Bernardo. And he just, oh, he grows.
Who's that?
Paul is the Scarborough.
I'm like, does he own an Italian? I was like, does he own an Italian restaurant?
No, Paul Bernardo and Carla were, it was this guy who essentially was like raping and killing women and then met this woman and she was kind of into it. And so they did it together. They killed her sister. He raped and killed her sister with her.
Oh.
And Carla, I think, just got out of jail. That's why. And so she's living freely.
Bitch,
in
go back in jail. No, what are you talking about?
Paul Bernardo, it's like, it's one of those cases that's almost too gross. And I respond about it. It's there's just a lot of he just was truly evil. And again, it's one of those things that, like, you know, he grew up, his parents were not good. I think his dad did, like, so there's a lot of twists and turns. But
I don't know, I want to do more disappearances.
And I'm also interested in that family with the 13 kids in the basement.
Yep, I want to do
that one.
What
I want to do. And I'm still
the Duggars.
Yeah,
the Duggars.
That is
sorry,
John and Kate. Who's oot? And then that, like, that.
What?
I've snapped. I need like wine or more coffee.
Okay.
And then that couple, the lesbian couple with all the foster children.
Oh yeah, yeah. That drove off a cliff. That's interesting. Yeah.
Is that the Who Killed Aunt Diane?
No,
that's not even the name. That's something East Coast, wrong with Aunt Diane. Wrong with, I'm fucking something up. Oh,
this one is the one. There was a podcast about the couple with the foster kids. I think it was called Hearts Beat Loud or something like that. Yeah, and it was. I mean, if you guys are into it, let us know and we'll give you the full details on it.
That podcast, also that school something podcast, that was an Australian podcast that people have messaged us about something that happened there that's supposed to be really interesting.
And also, whenever someone from Australia messages us, I like beam. I'm like, Australia? You know what I mean?
No, that's literally the furthest you could get literally from us, right?
You know what we do need to watch, though, because we've gotten it like sporadically with the last couple months, is the Dear Zachary.
I'm not joking. I had to take three pauses throughout it because it is so gut-wrenching, heartbreaking. It's disgusting. It's so sad. I mean, it's very good to watch. Yeah. Sometimes it'd be like that sometimes.
We're the most articulate people ever.
Let us know if any of these really jump out to you. We're probably going to do them all, but yeah.
And we have a bunch of the suggestions that we've gotten too.
Yes,
so
I have
a
huge notes app.
And I know we're trying to find some, we want to do the big ones and we also want to do some kind of more niche ones that maybe
you guys
don't know about.
But, yeah.
But so we're going to try and walk the line between both of those things and then also do weird shit like Moonlight.
We're very submissive to you guys. We want you to be happy. Yeah.
Yars.
Awesome.
Okay. So keep on entering the contest. It's follow @ShopBetches on Instagram. Follow NATCPod on Instagram. Leave us a 5-star review and send it to us on the DM or email NATC@betches.com. And while you're at it, follow us. Mm-hmm. I'm @CashmereDanny, Cashmere with a K.
I'm @CaseFaceB, CaseFaceB.
I'm Sarah F. Carter. Sarah does not have an H.
But you might be changing.
Sarah F. Carter.
I might be changing. Who the fuck knows? I got to think of a good one first.
Mm-hmm. And do the Carol Ann challenge.
I don't have enough money if more than like two people do this.
We'll give you, we'll work something out.
My
do a payment plan.
We'll get 10. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll Venmo you $1 every week.
Yeah. Carol Ann challenge. Send us a bill. Show us how much it is.
Oh my God.
Carol Ann. Because here's the thing, you got to be at a bar that serves Carol Ann, first off.
Yeah.
How do you find that?
It's fake Bailey's.
Just like the shittiest bar you can find, and then you're like, all right.
It's just like it's wet.
This Venmo will be worth it, because you got to pick that bar, suggest it to a date, them be down with it.
Where my
Caroline order
a
meal
heads.
There.
Yeah. I just want to be heard. I want to be seen.
Where my cack heads at, Caroline?
Where my Caroline heads at? God. I think that's how you even pronounce it. What if it's not even how you fucking pronounce it?
They're like Carol Ann's? They're like, I've never heard
Carol
of it before.
Carol of the Bells.
Carol Ann Bailey's. Let's see if this Google works.
It's going real well.
Absolutely not. Nothing came up. I got a bunch of LinkedIns. So Carol Ann Bailey, congratulations on your 4 years at fucking Meadow Tech or whatever. I'll figure it out.
All right.
I'll post a bottle on the slide.
Yeah. Honestly, you do that.
Carol Ann. All right. So I think we're done here.
We're done here. Oh, yeah. We solved the case. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.
Send us sign-offs.
Betches.